assim.
Faz aqui até essa.
Schneimer's the metal is Zaymer Kulish Shali that he picked it up first. We discussed yesterday. It was 12:17 exactly, and they both went running. And the question is, who got there first? It's possible they really picked it up together. Each one thinks he got there first, but in the best and about each one is telling guy picked it up first. What would be the din? I have a shayla. Reuben says he picked it up first. Shimon says that he picked it up first. Reuben has Aiden that he picked it up. That Reuben picked it up first. Shimon doesn't have any Aiden. What's the din? I stumped you already. What's the din if Reuben says he picked it up first? Shimon said he picked it up first, and Reuben has Aiden that he wove it. What? Araktiha. Thank you. Araktiha. That he wove it. There is a sugya. Each one says he wove it, but that's not the case we're doing.
Reuben says he wove it.
Reuben says I picked it up first. Shimon says I picked it up first. And Adam is saying Reuben wove it.
Who cares if he sold it?
Why are we talking about this case? Because it has to do a little bit with what we discussed yesterday from the Beis Halevi. Reuben says I picked it up first. Shimon said I picked it up first. Adam say that they picked it up together. The Mishnah says, if that's not in the Mishnah, that you could do chalukah without a shvua. Why chalukah without a shvua? Because it's Adam. And we ask, yeah, but you're not stimming with the Adam. Here you're really not stimming with the Adam. You know, yesterday we got that as the case. This is a more extreme case. Would you, Bechlau, be able to rely on Adam that says something that doesn't stim with your taina? I mean, it stims with your taina. Reuben's saying it's his, and the Adam are saying it's Reuben's, but they're saying a different story. You're allowed to use Adam to your benefit if they're saying a different story than you. No, Arakti means that it was his. No, when we say Arakti, we mean he wove it and it's his, yeah. Not that he was hard. The Mishnah says, Zaymer kula shali, Zaymer chetzi shali. So the din is about the 3/4 and a quarter. Now, if you're already confused by the 3/4 of a quarter, I apologize, but it works like this. When it's kula and chetzi, so since half of the talis, the blue half, Shimon agrees is Reuven's. Reuben says the talis is half blue and half green. Reuben says, I picked it up first. The gun says, ach, it's mine. The blue half, the green half, it's all mine. Shimon says, no. What does Shimon say, by the way? In Chetzili, Pashtus? Doesn't have to be, but Pashtus. What's Shimon saying? Shimon, tell us the details how it happened. What was the story? No, what happened? We picked it up together. No, I've been hearing other things that Reuben picked it up and had a mind for both. I heard other pshatim. But let's assume, thank you. Let's assume it means that Shimon says we picked it up together. So Reuben says I picked it up myself. Shimon says we picked it up together. They're setting it up like that. Shimon is agreeing that the blue half is Reuven's, and they're only fighting about the green half. So you split the green half into halves, and that's 3/4 and a quarter, right? Simple enough. Frekta mikiveger, a bomb kasha, which is not for now, and I want to do it quickly and put it on the side. It's a sugya we're going to talk about later. L'chayra, the one that says chetzi, is a moide b'miksas, and as such, is chaya b'shvua doiraisa of moide b'miksas, not the shvua of the Mishnah. Now, is he swearing? How much is he swearing when the psak is going to be 3/4 and a quarter? How much does the quarter guy swear? Only a quarter. Not less than a quarter. So he's not swearing on the full half. On what he's not swearing, and he should, als moide b'miksas, is a write-off. Als mitoich. And Abizai, it's as if he already admitted 3/4. And Abizai, they're only fighting about the last quarter. And the din should be, what would Taka be the din in a case when one says the whole thing is mine, and Shimon says only a quarter of it is mine? First of all, what's the din? Let's get based. Reuben says the whole thing is mine. Shimon says a quarter of it is mine. What's the psak? 1/8 and 7/8. Even over here by a quarter, it's 1/8 and 7/8 because he admitted al smitaych. He's only going to get an eighth. And if he's only going to get an eighth, what's he going to swear? An eighth. But then he shouldn't get an eighth because there's somebody who mixed us and he should only get a 16th. And it continues. I don't have time. But that's an interesting question not to be discussed now. Another question we asked yesterday is from the Beis Halevi. The Gemara says on Daf Gimel, and it's a big yikla'ah, we're going to talk about it in the Hemshech HaSugyos, saying the Tosfos over here and the Gemara Daf Gimel, that we only do yachloiku if it's chalukah yechayu liyasemes. Explanation. Reuben says, I picked it up first. Shimon says, I picked it up first. The Psak is going to be yachloiku. But is the yachloiku yechayu liyasemes? Careful. It's not yechayu liyasemes based on what they're tiny. Reuben says, I exclusively picked it up myself. Shimon says, I exclusively picked it up myself. But what maybe Ulai possibly could have happened? That they picked it up together, and that's called chalukah yechayu liyasemes. So when passing yachloiku, even though it's not either of their tainas, but it could have been and happened. Frek the Beis Halevi, by zeh oimer kulay v'zeh oimer chetzi. Where the psak of the Mishnah is 3/4 and 1/4, how could you paskin 3/4 and 1/4? How could it have possibly happened that in truth it was 3/4 and 1/4? Azoy Frek the Beis Halevi, we asked this kasha yesterday? By Metzia. That's the Beis Halevi's kasha. How by Metzia do we paskin 3/4 and 1/4? It couldn't have been that that happened, and there's a rule, you don't do chalukah unless it could have happened. I have one teretz.
Half is...
The green half of 1/4 and 1/4 is Yochel Yisemes. We're not looking at the blue half. But the Beis Halevi didn't hold like that. He's looking for a case. A wacky out case, but it's possible. Yeah, it's possible. Maybe when they both ran to pick it up, Ruvein picked up 3/4 of it literally in his hands. That's called Yodei Magas. That's the part that he had in his hands. They're not, they were just holding it at the karkashta, the fringe. So Ruvein picked up 3/4, and Shimon picked up 1/4. That's not what either of them are saying, but it's possible that that's what happened. If that is what happened, then Ruvein picked up 3/4 of it, and Shimon rolled up 1/4, but what's going to be the din? 3/4 and 1/4. So it's possible. I have another case how it's possible. Not yours. I have another case how it's possible. Ruvein picked up half, rolled up, and then they picked it up together. So half is Reuven's else, the other Magas, and then 3/4. So it's possible. And I challenge you, there are other Oifanim, how it's Shaykh, that 3/4 and 1/4 is Yochel Yisemes. Says the Beis Halevi, the father of a kind. Says the Beis Halevi, all these ukimtis that it's possible 3/4 and 1/4 only work by a talus. Rolled up part of it. This. What if I buy a behemoth? By the hand, one guy's Reichev, the other guy's Reichev, Reichev, Manik. Over there also, you can work out a fathom, a case that it's going to be three, not your case, 3/4 and 1/4. L'chaira, the 3/4 and 1/4 case that the Beis Halevi is trying to work out are only talus applicable.
If it's behemoth, then that case, that part of the Gemara is already going where it's not necessarily an Aveda. It's not an Aveda.
No, it is. It's going in Aveda. The assumption is that it's also by an Aveda. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. The assumption is by an Aveda. Says the Beis Halevi, maybe... That's why the Mishnah by Behema only said a case of Zayim Erkula and Zayim Erkula. The Mishnah noticeably, I asked this yesterday, doesn't say a case of Zayim Erkula and Zayim Erchetzi and the Psak going to be 3/4 and 1/4. Conveniently so, because it's not going to be 3/4 and 1/4. Because by Behema, not your case, is not going to be Yechayel Liyasemis. So I have just a simple question, because the Beis Halevi shtickle is over. So what is going to be the halacha when two people are being reichav on a behema and one of them says kulay shali and the other one says chetzi shali? Meaning Reuven says I was reichav on it first and Shimon says no, we were reichav on it together. No. The psak can't be 3/4 and 1/4. That's the Beis Halevi's chap. So what is the din going to be? No. The whole behema? I think half the behema is going to go to Reuven and the other half may be called olam gavar or munach. But not the whole thing. Half will go to Reuven. That's the blue half.
Not
called
Olam Gavar,
but there's... Well, we're not up to that Toises yet. For now, I can conveniently say called Olam Gavar.
Yesterday we knew there's a certain shear that Reuven's holding, not Karkashka.
Right.
That
it's possible, but that's by Talis, but not by Behema. Not by Behema.
How can you have half the animal?
What?
How can you have half the animal be Yehuda?
Why can't you have Yehuda and half the animal?
Sell it
and then make the money. Rashi, in the beginning of the Reisha, the Mishnah says, Oichzin betalis, dafka oichzin. What does it mean oichzin though? Does oichzin mean yodei magas, explains the cheshik shleima? No, they're not holding 12, 24, even 50% rolled up. No, each one is only holding the karkashta. By the way, in Lashon HaChazal, if it would be talking about that each one is yodei magas on a percentage, what word would you use? Not oichzin? Aduk. Who said that? Yeah? Adukin is when it's yodei magas. Oichzin means they're holding it at the karkashta. But Zok Rashi, the case is when they're both oichzin, the shnei amuchzakim, because they're both holding it, ve'elazek kayach yoichzimizeh, neither has more of an edge on the other one. Yeah? What if one of them has an edge more than the other one? I'll give you an example. One of them has yodei magas on 12%, one of them has, we did this yesterday, one of them has yodei magas on 12%, one of them has yodei magas on 24%. Both are saying kuloi shali, keep it simple. What's going to be the psak? 12% to him, 24 to him, and then the rest of the 64 is split. 50-50, not 2/3 and 1/3, like some people wanted to say. Fine. But Zagrash, you know, neither of them, and they're mamash, they're tzazam, and they both have the edge. Because, says Rashi, if one of them would be holding it entirely, what do I mean entirely? The karkashta, not Yadi Magatz, but if one of them is karkashta and the other one is garnished, then have either chamaytzi mechaber levaraya, and that he would win. Be'edim, shishaloy. And then you wouldn't be believed to take it with a shvur. You wouldn't be believed to take it with a shvur. But when it's shnai ma'ichzim, then you are believed to take it with a shvur. By the way, that's a profound statement. Because there's a famous chakira, is the shvur to let you take it from the other guy, or the shvur is just to let yourself keep it? Rashi, the nigun would be mashka, the shvur lets you take it from the other guy, something we're going to talk about soon. But that's the etzem words of Rashi. That's we're going to discuss. Is it both, is the blue and the green both Reuven's and Shimon's, or is the blue Reuven and the green the Shimon's? Talk about that. I was hinting to that exactly.
As a Doris, there are bunch of
shvur now. Also, not only. There's a lot of other things also. There's an interesting machlokes, though, what to squeeze out of the Rashi. We're not starting this yet, but we should do. We're going to soon see this in machlokes we're showing him. What's the din if you have a palace, zaymer kulishli, and neither of them are oichazin?
Where is it?
It's on the table in the Bezdin.
It's the
Arva case, exactly. And what's the din? A lot of Rishonim hold Kol Dolam Gavar. That means the Yachloiku is because of the Oichazin. If neither is Oichazin, then the din is going to be Kol Dolam Gavar. Now, I apologize. Not all Rishonim hold like that. I know about the Gemara of Arva. I hope to get there. I know. But there are Rishonim that have other Mahalchim and explain why Arva is different for other reasons. And they hold that the din of Yachloik Vitalis would be true even by non-Oichazin. It's a huge Machloikish Rishonim, for sure. What does Rashi hold? Rashi says, Dafka Oichazin. Zok the Mordche and Hagoyis Maimini on the Rambam, Rashi Shita is Dafka Oichazin. Because if the Talis is on the table, then what's going to be the din? And each one says, I found it first. What's going to be the din? Kol Dolam Gavar.
Rashi didn't say that. Rashi
one second. I know. The Mordcha and the Hagoyis Maimini are Medayik Rashi. Dafko when they're both Eichazin. Because if neither is Eichazin, the din is going to be Kol Dolam Gavar. Now, pardon, it's Taka Yuj Machlaikish Vishayin. But that's what the Mordcha wants to be Medayik from the Rashi. Zogin the Achroinim, the Nachlos David, the Netziv, many Achroinim, they say, that ain't no such Diyik in Rashi. What is Rashi Sheet about when neither is holding it? Still to be discussed under the wraps. Rashi just means that dafka when they're both holding it, like he says, lafuki, if one is holding it, then the dinner's going to be one end that the guy that's holding it wins hands-free. Well, not hands-free, holding on, and he's going to win. Don't be mad, but be aware, it's not the Mordche and the Hagoyis Maimini hold it to the Deacon Rashi. And besides the Deacon Rashi, again, respect the fact that it's taka a machlekes rishonim. Hands down, it's a machlekes, a huge machlekes rishonim. We're going to try to discuss it the next few days. We're just slowly opening up. What's Rashi Shita? So once again, I just want to wrap it up. The Mordche holds that the beginning of Rashi, dafka shnayim oichzim, besides that Rashi soon is going to talk about when one is oichzim and one is not, Rashi's also inserting another knesh. Dafka when they're both oichzim, because if neither is oichzim, what's the din? Called Olam Gavar.
I'm
going to talk, I know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing I'm going to talk about. Now, those that hold that according to Rashi, even when it's not oichzim, the din is yachloiku. So why by Arab is it Kol Dolam Gavar? So we're not doing it yet, but there's a sheet that it says because by Kol Dolam Gavar there's a Vadai Ramai. There's a boat, okay? A big boat. One guy says it's his, one guy says it's his. One guy's lying. You don't suddenly have a dream you thought the boat was yours. By Talis it's not a Ramai. Why not? Reuven is without blinking saying it was his. Shimon without blinking is insisting Talis on the table is his. Each one saying that they picked it up first. Why are they not Vadai Ramai? Why is there not a Vadai Ramai amongst us?
No.
By Arab also, there's no marikama. Nice try. No. A drop different. It's because of bididomi. They both ran for it, and it was a little unclear. And even though they're not stammering and like saying it with a krecht, but it could be they're a little bit unclear about what happened. But on an Arab, the boat is mine. What if the boat is yours? You bought it. You had it. You made it. You built it. What if the boat is yours? So again, that's a major topic. That there's a pshat that by Arab it's because of Rami. But again, we're going to discuss all these Rishonim. I'm just slowly opening up what's Rashi Shita. Rashi, one last time, says, when they're both Oichazin, then it's Yachloiku. And Rashi certainly says, but when one is Oichaz, he wins. What's Rashi's day about when neither is Oichaz? It is a Machloikas Rishonim. It's a Machloikas Rishonim, even what Rashi holds. The Mordchen Hagoyis Maimini Nemon in Rashi, that what? Dafka when they're both Oichazin, it's Yachloiku, because if neither is Oichazin, it's called Om Gavar. Other Achronim say, no, Rashi's Bechlau not discussing what the din would be when neither is Eichsin. Rashi's only discussing that when both are Eichsin, it's Yachlaiku. When one is Eichsin, he wins. What is the din when neither is Eichsin? We don't know. Now, an interesting question. Someone mentioned it yesterday. If the din is Dafka by Eichsin, you know what the Eichsin does? I mean, if Reuven's holding a talus by himself and walks into Bezdin and says, the talus is mine, the whole talus is blue, yeah? So, what's the din? It is. I mean, if you're yeshivish, you'll tell me, Hamoiti mechaver la haraya, kol masha tachas yat odom habashaloi, achzuk inish vegana kol machaskinon, tisa moi chachas, what do you mean? It's mine. All the fancy sprachs. We're going to talk about it. But if Reuven's holding something, about this, when Reuven and Shimon are holding something together, how should I define that? Magdir it. What do I see? What's going on? There are those that say that takets 50-50, bivadois, Reuven's holding the blue pot, Shimon's holding the green pot. Is Reuven's pot the pot that's next to him? I don't even know if you have to do it like that, but Reuven's holding half and Shimon's holding half, and it's vadois. And then it's called the chalukah vadois. Yesterday someone mentioned Momen Hamutul Besofik Cholkin. You remember someone that mentioned Momen Hamutul Besofik Cholkin? Let me tell you something. If the reason why you do Yacholiku is because vadois, then it has nothing to do with Momen Hamutul Besofik Cholkin. It's because Reuven has his half, Shimon has his half. Ad Kedekach, you want to hear a chutzpah kasha? Rashi says, when one of them is holding it, he's going to win us a Moitzim Mechabel Varaya. When they're both holding it, they're also winning us a Moitzim Mechabel Varaya. Reuven has a Moitzim Mechabel Varaya, thank you. Reuven has a Moitzim Mechabel Varaya in his F, and Shimon has a Moitzim Mechabel Varaya in his F. Possibly.
Forget about Moitzim Mechabel Varaya. Why are they even in Bezdin? What's the shmuel? What's the thing? Why? Bezdin's not doing anything.
Oh, so a good cash we have to discuss. Yes, a good cash we have to discuss. Yes. That's because the Taina was coolishly, because they're starting to them in the Taina, that's why. I'm going to discuss it. One second. Ayidia. There's a Rashi on Daf Ches. Be'ezer Hashem, we should get to Daf Ches. It's not poshut if that's what Rashi's saying, but it could be possibly that there's a Rashi on Daf Ches that says that the gedder of Yachloiku in our Mishnah of Talis is Maman Hamatul B'Safek Cholken. And if that's true, then that's Avad blatantly saying Rashi holds Oichazin Lav Dafka. It's not relevant in the Kud of the Oichazin. If neither is Oichazin, it's Vaiti Yachloiku. The Yachloiku is because of Maman Vadiram. Maman Hamatul B'Safek Cholken. Mom and Amotel Besavakok, and so there's a talus here, and each one says, I found it first. Yachloiku, Mom and Amotel Besavakok. So why is Arba called Olam Gava? Vadei Ramai, to be discussed. I'm still going to discuss it. I want to move on. There's a lot to do, and the next step is like this. Avadar, the continuation of Rashi said, but if one of them is holding it, how much of it is he holding? Rolled up Yodim Agas?
No, one guy, it doesn't make
it. So say the bigger Kiddush, even the Garkashta. So Rashi, if Reuven's holding the Garkashta, and what's Reuven timing? Kula Shili. And Shimon's not holding anything, and Shimon is timing Kula Shili. Who wins? Reuven, because Hamaita Mechabel of Araya. Frekta Pnei Yeshua. What's the Kiddush? The Pnei Yeshua wants to say that maybe Shimon is holding something. He's not holding the Garkashta. He's not even holding the Garkashta. What is he holding? He is Misrach Sruche. What is that? I don't know, I'm out of that book yet. But it's less than Karkashta. And it's not Poshet. There were those that want to say that maybe Karkashta with Misrach Sruche, maybe B'chol, if it isn't even equal level, Ein Lezeh, Koyuch Yoyser, Ein Lezeh. And Rashi's Mimachadish, no, Misrach Sruche is nothing.
That's a Kashi on the side that says that Rashi's the only Diyuk is
no,
that's what's in
there. No, no, and it's Kashi either way, because even if there's two Diyuk, we can still talk about the second Diyuk. You can either way talk about both of them. It's a question either way. And there's other pshatim o'bezoi of what Rashi is coming to be mechadish. There's an interesting shayla in the Cheshek Shloima. He wants to know, what if, again, Zemer Kule, Reuven is Yodei Magas on 32%. Throw the numbers differently. Reuven is Yodei Magas on 32%. Shimon, only Karkashta. What's the din?
32 and split
68. Shechek Shloimeh has a tzadnat. Hands down, Reuven gets everything. That's called Yesh Lezeh Koyuch Yoyser Min Lezeh. Not 12 and 24. No, don't do that. 12 and 24, about he gets 12, he gets 24, and you split the other. But when one of them is a Yodim Agas on a percentage, and the other one is Bechal on the Karkashta, possibly it's called Yesh Lezeh Koyuch Yoyser Min Lezeh. What?
Is it saying that Stam as far as identified as it is based on how
many? Yeah, Zozai.
Is it just that the Yermos in that?
I have to. I'm not going to spoil on this. It's a good hakir.
What was the most aggressive way? I'm saying, when someone called the
Kashta. That we're going to discuss the whole Zman. What's the gather of Mosek? We're going to. One second. One last time. Not one last time, actually. When someone is holding something, yeah, guys, you hear? When someone is holding something, a talis or whatever the chayfetz is, if one is muhzik, whatever muhzik means, so he's the owner, and it's more than just he's the owner. He's the marikama, actually. How do you go against the marikama? Well, by karka, what do you need? Shtar or cheskes gimel shana. By metalton, what do you need to go against the marikama? What was that? What do you need to go against the marikama? The emes is the minute you're holding something, you can say now it's yours. How did it become yours? It used to be his. What? Yeah, but how did it become yours? It used to be his. You didn't steal it. What? You bought it. What? No. What happened?
You need a taina.
If you go to someone, a non-marikama, and say, what's this thing doing by here? And he's shoysik, you give it back to the marikama. You bought it or a matana. And maybe you stole it. So you're quoting me, Gemara says throwing it? What? No. Is it? Did you see Rabbi Khanan? He said it's not an umdana. Let's say it.
It's not umdana, they're
investing. We're dealing with Everyone's good. I'm going to try again. By Metalton, whoever's holding it, it's considered his. Even in the face of a Marikama, you know, things change. Maybe he bought it. The Marikama, saying he stole it. Why do we believe the new guy that's holding it now? Achzuk Inish. Because who says I'm going to have a bit more
income? Who says you're a new guy? Maybe he's the old guy.
What?
Maybe that is right.
That's also a question. You know what? We're going to put this topic on the side. It's a fascinating topic. We could spend weeks on it. What's the gedder when one person's holding something? Why do we assume it's his? Is it vadoyis? Is it philosophical? How do we reckon it's tapi the marikamo? It's a huge topic. But what we need to know and be comfortable with these musakim, because we want to know how we apply them now in an interesting case of when two people are holding the palace. What's now going on? So maybe one last minute on a one guy, on a solo case. The Gemara says, Goydris ein lehem chazaka. Vos meint Goydris ein lehem chazaka. A behema. Reuven is a marikam on a behema. The behema now is by Shimon. Shimon says he bought it. It's his. What's the din? Reuven says no, he stole it. Reuven says no, and walked in by him, and now he's keeping it. We give it back to Reuven. By a behema, we say, maybe the behema just walked into Shimon. See, talis says don't walk. What's the difference? It's a fascinating concept. I'm going to say it with my sprach. We'll stick to the blue again. There's a difference between a blue-collar crime and a white-collar crime. And I'll explain. See, if this is a talis, and it used to be Reuven's, and now Shimon's holding it, Reuven is accusing Shimon of stealing it. Even if Reuven is the Chafetz Chaim and Shimon looks up a little nishta zayis, but that's not a factor in the din Torah, and Reuven is saying, Shimon stole it from me. Shimon has a chazaka that he's not a ganav. What do you mean? On the tzad that Reuven's lying, what really happened? He sold it, took the money, and happens to get it back. Yeah, but that's white collar. And I don't care who was a Chafetz Chaim, was not. If you're looking at each other, we assume a person didn't do a chatifa. He didn't do a blue collar crime. But by goydris, maybe the animal just walked in to Shimon. And then Shimon decided, the windfall, I bought it. And now it's the same white collar as the other guy. Now we don't know who to believe. You don't know who to believe. Who do you give it back to? Who do you give it back to? The Marikama. So Goydris, let me explain what it is. Goydris Eilam Chazaka, because the Goydris has to go against the Marikama. Fred the Veld, in our mystery is Behema. Behema is Goydris. Rebbe Chanan, who's in today's Marim Kaimis. Why is it Chazakia by Behema? And the answer is, yeah, because over here by the case of the Behema, it was a Mitzia. We're not fighting against the Marikama. It was Irsha Ruba Akam again. And there's no Hashavas Aveda, and now they're just fighting between the two of them, there can be Goydris. I don't have a problem of Goydris in this case. Yeah, you do. Tosfos talks about Migu.
So, like a Sfara on a Chazaka that holding something, meaning,
let's say established
Ganef. Let's say I always steal. They don't have to go back? No, it's still, I have a Chazaka.
You have to know. There's a whole sugya about it if it's a Ganef you do. What about Kalim Shasuyim Lahashilu Lahaskir? Something that's very common that people borrow. So then a guy that borrows gives nothing to say he bought it. Because maybe he didn't buy it. Maybe he only borrowed it. Now he's saying he bought it. He's doing a white collar crime. It's like Goydris. We're going to talk about these concepts still. But I want to clarify Chakira, a very important Chakira for the whole topic of Shnayim Oysen. Shnayim Oysen, Yachloiku. Is it a Yachloiku, Misofik, or Mivadai? And I'm going to explain. Is it Yachloiku, Misafik, or Mivadai? I think we need a hakdama. There's a Mishnah in Baba Metziah Daf Kuf. Mishnah in Baba Metziah Daf Kuf. Machlef Parah b'chamor. A guy swapped the parah for a chamor. The parah was pregnant. They made up, but I'm going to take the chamor. Wherever the parah is, it's becoming yours at 3:15. And the parah was pregnant, and it gave birth sometime between 3:10 and 3:22. We don't know exactly when. If the parah gave birth, the guy was moishich the chamor at 3:15, and the mishichas chamor is in lieu of that. The parah is going to become the other guy. That's how it works. It's chalipin. So at 3:15, when the Baal HaPara was Moshech the Chamor, excuse me now, at 3:15, when the Baal Ha, the prior Baal HaPara is Moshech the Chamor, the Para now belongs to the Baal HaChamor. But does he get the Vlad? Well, it depends. If the Vlad was born at 3:12, who keeps the Vlad? The Baal HaPara. And if the Vlad was born at 3:17, the Baal HaChamor, who now became the new owner of the Para at 3:15, is going to be the proud owner of the Vlad also. We don't know. One second. We don't know what happens. Up the mission. What do you do? Yachlaiku. Tell me. That's chalukah v'adoyus or chalukah misafik? Of course it's a suffik. We don't know what happened. And it definitely either happened Odr hazeh. And that's a classic case of chalukah misafik. So the concept exists. I want you to be aware that the concept exists. It's a basic Mishnah. And over there, if I would tell you a chakira, the chalukah by machlef parah chamor is chalukah misafik or chalukah mivadai? Misafik, pshara, even Stephen. Is it chalukah yechayil aliyas emes? Of course not. Bivadai, when we're going to be splitting up the vlad, someone is going to now be the proud owner of half of, sell the money, right? Is going to be the proud owner of half of a vlad, which he doesn't really deserve. He does not own it. That's what is it, the chalukah of pshara. Rabbi, I have another example. There's a Mishnah Ksubis. Shnei stars here, it's going to be a mechad. A guy sold a house to two people, a field to two people, and they both have a star that they bought it. The guy's dead, and they both have a star that says the same date. There's only one karka, yeah? Two people with legit documentation that they deserve the karka. What do you do with the karka? Who gets the karka? There's no way out. It's the same date, the same hour, the same details, and we can't figure out from the original owner. He's not here.
Who?
He's not here.
Cholkin!
Grab it, there's another Mount Yomer there that says Shuda the Daini. What's Shuda the Daini? What's Shuda the Daini? Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say the Daini tries to figure out who the real owner used to probably wanted to give it to, although some Rishonim say no. The Dayan gives it to whoever he thinks he's going to get a nicer percentage from, you know, on the rebound. It's like Toys is a happy to be. He says, yeah, why not? Anyway, but we, it's the sugya over there in Lamadal. But over there also Yachloiku. What kind of Yachloiku is that? A Pshara. The Vada, he didn't sell half the character to each. Crunch time. Shnai Moichs and Metalis, Yachloiku. Fest Hakira. Is the Chalukah here also a Chalukah Misafik? Like the concept exists by Machlef Parah b'Chamor, by Shnei Shtarois Hayoytzim B'Yoyim Echad. So here also, Yachloikum Yisafik. Well, no. Over here the Chaluk is Vadai. Why? Because maybe the Lomdus, the same way when one person is holding something, there's all these Kagadoris of Kol Mashatachas Yad Odom Havashaloy Yatsuki Nishpagan Avoy Mechaskin and Tvisa Mechachas Etz Mamash is. So when Reuven and Shimon are both holding something, and of course both tiny coolishly, right? They're both tiny coolish Ali, and it's not that the Mashal of Reuven and Shimon are both holding something, and they both say it's Reuven's. It's right. The case is that the tiny Benitin over here, there's a tzad to say no, that we actually the Vadois see, if you don't mind, I'm going to use the colors again, Reuven is the blue half and Shimon is the green half. And then it's a whole different setup. But that Avada would only apply if they're Oichazin, right? If they're not Oichazin, what gives them, right? You can't have Chalukah Vadois if it's not Oichazin.
Why
is Shavuah? It's an excellent Kashi, Gemara, Kashi, and you have to know. What's the terrors of Shalom Yehi Kolech? Oh, it's Mamish Vavis, he asked it already. It's a big problem. We're going to deal with it. But there's a tzad alone. There's a tzad alone. So I want them to appreciate the Musafik. Again, Machlef Parah b'Chamor is a Chalukah Misafik. Shnei Shtoros Hayoytzim B'Yoyim Echad is a Chalukah Misafik. Shnei Moich Zimitalis. Zeh Yimarkula, Zeh Yimarkula, Yachloiku. Huge Machlech is Rishayim. Let's open it up. Some Rishayim, without names yet. Some Rishayim hold, maybe Rashi. Some Rishayim hold. It's Dabka Oichazin. And the Oichzin actually creates a Vadoyus because situation of the Vadoyus we see, the blue is his and the green is his. Pella, why are you swearing for? But that's the gather of the Chalukah. Another option is, no, it's also a Pshara. It's also a Pshara. They're both saying the Talos is, what do you do? Take a Talos, sell it, cut it, whatever, and split it. Chalukah Misafik. Rabbi, say, what's Takarit in? Is it a Chalukah Misafik? If it's a Chalukah Misafik, then a Karabadi equally apply by when they're not holding it. And then Arva is going to be our nightmare, because what does the Gemara say in Baba Basra? How Arva, he says it's his, what do you do? Call them, why don't you just do Yachloiku as a Pshara? We're going to talk about it. Shema. But this Chakira, I want to say something fascinating. This Chakira, whether the Chalukah of Shnai Moichzim, specifically Shnai Moichzim, is a Chalukah of Adoyus or a Chalukah of Safik, is a festa hakira. Again, by Machla Parah B'Chamorah was hands down as Chulukim Yisafik, and as well as by Shnei Shnos. What's by Shnei Mokes and Betalis? It's a huge machlekes Rishayim in Rabbi Yisrael. And it's not only a huge machlekes Rishayim, it's a huge machlekes Achrayim. And we're going to be talking about this a lot over the next few... the next tkufa. I want to say a fascinating idea. There's a Ran on Daf Vav, Chedushi HaRav. There's a very complex Gemara on Daf Vav about when Shnai Moichsim and one of them grabs it and the other one kept quiet, was he Moida? And we're not sure, should we translate his Shtika as a Haidah? Very complex, so I'm not up to it now. Many different Shatim and the Rishayim shot in that Gemara. But I'm zoning into a specific thing. We're not doing it now, but when we're going to get to the Ran, and you remind me when we get there. The Ran over there in Daf Vav learns that the Gemara's suffix of whether the guy that kept quiet should have to give it up. And his mamish is a yeshivish Ran. He mamish barichas over there explains in the Gemara that the Gemara's suffix is the gedder of chaluk of shnei moizim, a chaluk of adai, so. Now again, most of Shana learn the Gemara differently, and then the Gemara has no shaykhs to this chakira. But again, there's a legit chakira, whether shnei moizim, the chaluk is a chaluk of adai, or a chaluk of mamanamat musaf kalkin. First states of the nafkimin will be a oizim. And there's many sheets about it, and I'm going to throw it at you. But the beauty is that like the Ran, there's a Gemara about it. Like the Ran, there's a Gemara about it. Because the Gemara clears there, the guy that was shoysik, it's a suffix haidah. So the Gemara says, okay, should a suffix haidah break chalukah and give it totally to him? He says, well, depends. If chalukah is fadai, then a suffix haidah doesn't chink an armor in the chalukah fadai. But if it's a chalukah suffix, and now there's a suffix haidah, it's okay, maybe give it up, relinquish it. So that's a beauty that, like the Ran, the Chakira we're going to be talking about so much, so often, but this Chakira has a lot of repercussions. And you know what? I'm not going to do all the repercussions now, but we're just going to be slowly aware of it. When the Shnayim Oichzim, when we're doing the chalukah, is it stamazoi? A chalukah safik or a chalukah vadi. You know, someone asked that if it's a chalukah vadi, why are you making him swear? So the Gemara is going to say b'chol even though it's mamish vadi, but there's a situation that we have to make him swear. But tell me, when you're swearing, is it a shvuas hanoitlin or a shvuas haneftar? Again, not doing justice to this huge topic, but sometimes there's a shvuah that you swear to get something from the other guy. Sometimes there's a shvuah to get to keep what you want. In Shnayim Oichzim, when each one is swearing, yeah, blue, green, blue, green, blue, green, no hint over here. When each one is swearing and then getting half, is he nishba v'noitel? If you understand that it was very exclusive, set up ready, his blue is blue and his green is green, he's just swearing, for some reason we make him swear. We make him swear to keep his blue. He swears to keep his green. In Rashi, we will medai, l'shitasai. Rashi says, when it's only one, you can't be nishba v'naita. But if it's two, each one is nishba v'naita. That's Rashi l'shitasai, anaf ches. That says, mamana mutl besafik, chopim. And now we're opening up the Tosfos, Beis Rashem. Okay, so we have the first Taisus, which I'm going to go through very b'kitzer. Taisus says, why is Baba Metzia starting with this topic? So he says, because Baba Metzia continues from Baba Kama, and there's a machlekes Rishayim if Baba Metzia and Baba Kama are two different mesechtes, or it's one big mesechta with 30 prakim. And he says, Mamonashach, even if it's one big mesechta, he's left to explain what's the connection between the end of the 10th parak and the beginning of the 11th. If it's one big mesechta, you have to, if it's separate mesechta, you certainly have to explain what's the end of one mesechta connected to the other mesechta. And he does. You know what he says? He compares it to a case of Adiros, you do Chaluka. A cute diak from the Rav Moshe Feinstein in Dibris Moshe. The chalukah there at the end of the 10th parak of Baba Kama was a chalukah of Adois. So is that a little bit of a bias that I'm saying the chalukah of Shnai Moshe and Yachalaiku should be connected to it? That maybe we want to. Otherwise, maybe Masech the Baba Metzia should have started off with Machla Parah B'Chamor. Hey, why didn't Masech the Baba Metzia start off with Machla Parah B'Chamor? I have an answer, because we wanted to connect it to the end of Baba Kama, the end of the 10th parak. That's what Adois is saying. So that's a nice diak. Avadis, she does say, yeah. I said that. So that's a cute thing, like Abidat Toysis. But now, Tema, Frek Toysis. The Mishnah says, Yachloiku, Tema, Maishno, Meyahida Arva. The case of the boat. Arva is a boat, yeah. The Omar called on government. The Gemara, but it says, and Papa Basa Hamadalit, Zeri Markula Shli, or actually says, Hashem Allah Boysai, right? Not that he found the boat, not that he wove the boat, he garrisoned the boat. Now, each one says the boat is his. What's the din? Called Olam Gavar. Fred Tosis, why called Olam Gavar? The din should be Yachloiku. Now, the Velt clears the Shaila. Is Tosis asking that by Arva it should be Yachloiku? Or is Tosis asking that by Shnai Moichsim the din should be called Olam Gavar? Let me ask that again. What's Tosis Kasha? Tema, Maishno Mehid Arva. What is Tosis asking? Is Tosis asking that by Arva also the din should be Yachloiku? Or is he asking that by Shnai Moichsim the Talos also the din should be called Olam Gavar? Which way is Tosis asking? Both. Also a good option. Fine. Yeah? Maybe the Tosis is my Pesach. Always an option.
Why would you get the Yachloiku by the boat?
Why not? Pshara. Yeah, one second, Pshara, one second. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, we need to do a little bit of background information. It's a fascinating thing that this Gemara of Arva, innocent-looking Gemara, Zayim Ershal Avoysai, called Olam Gavar. And Kaisis, the Rishonim, the whole belt of here is asking, why not Yachloiku of Shnai Moisim? Let me ask you something. Why not Yachloiku of Machlof Parah B'chamor? Why not Yachloiku of Shnei Shtoris HaYoytzev Yemech? Let me refresh the Olam's memory. There's a Mishnah in Baba Metzia. What does it say in the Mishnah in Baba Metzia Daf Kuf? Machlof Parah B'chamor, 315. You swap the Chamor for the Parah. The Parah gave birth either at 312 or 318. And we don't know, depending on who's going to be now on the Vlad. What does the Mishnah say? Yachloiku. You don't know who the Vlad should be. Doesn't belong to the mayor, yeah? So it's either the Baal HaPar or the Baal HaChamor. So you split it. So Ba'arav also, you don't know, split it. Who asks this kasha? Who asks this kasha? Maishna Arva from Machlif Parah B'Chamor. Who asks this kasha? And you know what? Pardon, I want to ask another kasha. There's a Mishnah in Ksubis. Shnei Shtar Siyaitzim B'Yamechad. Two people come with a shtar that they bought something and there's only one piece of land and the guy's not available. Who do you give the karka to? Shuda the dining or? Yachloiku. So by Arba also Yachloiku. Who asks these kashas? The Gemara in Baba Basra. Now something's very weird because I'm going to tell you the answer the Gemara says. But like Arba is the dinner called Om Gavar. Why not Yachloiku of Machla Parva Chamar? I'm going to soon say a teretz. Why not Yachloiku of Shnei Shtaris? I'm going to soon tell you a teretz. Why not Yachloiku of Shnei Moedzim? Oh, that the Gemara left. Mokim Hinichul is gathered by the Gemara decided not to discuss it. It left it to Tosfos to discuss it. Let's first do the basics. Let's do the Gemara. Let me tell you something. It's not going to be so easy, but we can set up some basics. Why by Machlof Parah B'Chamor do we do Yachloiku and by Arva we don't do Yachloiku? Zok the Gemara! Baba Basra, Lamed Hey, over there it's Lach Lamed Aleph, it continues Lamed Hey. Zok the Gemara, Dror Adim Amoyna. What does Dror Adim Amoyna mean? Dror Adim Amoyna is a Machloikus, we're showing him what it means, Nishpash. So I'm not going to do justice to Dror Adim Amoyna now. But the Gemara says that by Machlof Parah B'Chamor there's a Dror Adim Amoyna. Each one has a tzad that maybe the vlad is his, even if he wouldn't tie it. Everyone knows the background, that they swapped the parah for a chamar, the parah was very pregnant at 311, and then the question is when it was ice pregnant at 312 or 318, and that's all hands down, that's the case, that's given. No one has to tie in anything. That's called b'li tanei seim yesh safek. And by a drawer de mamoina, the din is, you do yachloiku. I'm going to explain it more about Harkova as the sugya gets along, but that place is as you say. Whenever there's a drawer in the mamoina, then avada, you got to do yachloiku. You can't just say, kol olam gavar, I'm not getting involved. Bezdin must get involved by a drawer in the mamoina. I apologize, I'm not explaining it thoroughly. I'm giving you just the building blocks now for it. But that's a rule the Gemara says.
By that,
the Gemara asks on the kuf. The Gemara asks that on the kuf, it says the cow was in no man's land. That's excellent. The Gemara asks. But the Gemara said, that's the Gemara of Kufin Baba Metzia. The Gemara of Baba Basra says, Machlof Parah B'Chamor is a drawer of the Mamoina. And when you make a rule, because we're going to make a whole rule book now, when it's drawer of the Mamoina, then for sure it's Yechlo. So that's done. Now, what's not drawer of the Mamoina? Apologizing that I don't know exactly, didn't define exactly what drawer of the Mamoina is. For now, we're just going to know the rules. What is drawer of the Mamoina? What's not? Machlof Parah B'Chamor is drawer of the Mamoina. What's not drawer of the Mamoina? All the other cases. So now, one second. Arab is not drawer of the Mamoina, so it's not Yechlo. Okay, but says the Gemara, Shnei Shtoris, Ayyotzim B'Yamechad is not a drawer of the Mamoina. Why there is Yechloik? Gemara says, Amar Dikazach, by Shnei Shtaris, are we ever going to find out what the truth is? No. Is this ever going to come back to bite us? Because when you do Yechloik, you find out it was a mistake. One second. The Gemara says, Lekel Amekim Alad Demilz. You're never going to find out. The guy's dead. He gave them both Shtaris. We're never going to know. When you're never going to know, you can do Yechloik. It's no problem. But anything that you'll ever be able to find out, you don't do Yechloik. By Machlof Parah B'Chamor, are you ever able to find out? Yes, maybe someone will come and say he's still in the cow birth. But over there, I don't care if I'll ever find out and it will bite me. Why? Because over there, I have a different reason. I have a different drive, force, hechrich to do yachloiku. What's over there, the yachloiku? Draw the mind. So let's get some basics again. Machlof Parah B'Chamor is yachloiku. No questions why. Draw the mind. That's the mission in Baba Metzia Daf. Kuf. Right? 1217. No, 315. He sold the cow, was pregnant, the whole. Shnei Shtaris Yaitzim Yemechad is called Lekel Amekim Alad Demilson. It will never come to haunt me. What are you doing? It will never come to haunt you? Yachloiku. So we're finished with those. That's the Gemara. Wrap it up. Put it on the side. What's the confrontation now? Arva and Talis. We have a problem. By Arva, what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? Called on governance. The Gemara explains even. It's not a dryer of the Malina. You might eventually find out. You'll not just split the vote between the two of them, and then 6 years later we're going to figure out whose it was, and then it's going to look like a Zilus of the Bezdin. Let them figure it out. Now what is called Olam Gavar? Sam is a Hefkevel, we don't want to get involved. The Rush says no. It actually makes a lot of sense. We assume that the correct guy is going to hustle more. He's going to, it's a din. It's a machloik, it's Rishayim, if it's a din or a silik. We're not doing justice to that topic.
Even if someone brings Adam later on.
About it, with Adam, it could always be retracted. Adam could retract anything, even the Yachloik, the and everything. Adam is the king. But,
yeah.
What? Yeah, Mamish Bibles. Yeah, not the box Vegas Akam. Yeah. The real deal. Nice point. Now, so Mike Snodder, why is Arva called on Gavar and Shlaim Eichsem is Yachloiku? Here is a huge Machloikus Rishonim. Tosfos says the answer is because by Shlaim Eichsem it's Vadai. Because the same way when one person's holding it, we Vadai see that the whole thing is his. When two people are holding something, we Vadai see that each one is half. Do you Vadai see that? I'm confused. I see Reuven, who potentially, if he would be here himself, was holding the whole thing. And what's his taina for the record? That the whole thing is his. I'm confused, but I see Shimon taina the same thing. You want to convince me with such a lumbus that I see that Mamish clear, crystal clear, blue is his, green is his, 50-50.
There is such a case where it could both be this.
Oh, it's possible, yeah, it's possible. I know it's possible. But Tosfos says, Oich isn't shiny. The chosh of people call echad yeshle bavadai achetzi dan an sahadi demai, the toughest side of the day. Wow, we Mamish see that it's 50-50. Tosfos and Baba Basra and the Rush say the same, say supposedly the same teretz, but if you look at it thoroughly, they say something very different. Rabbi Yisrael Zalman is the Mara Deshmaitz, and this other Rochanim say Tosfos and Baba Basra, which we're going to have tomorrow in the Mara Mekaymus, and the Rush by us over here, they say different. They don't say that Shnayim Oichsim is Mamash Vadoi is 50-50. But when it's a Shnayim Oichsim, I Vadoi know that they both have something here. And that disallows me to do Kol Dolam Gavar. Because Kol Dolam Gavar is a cop-out of let them fight it out. I can't just allow a Kol Dolam Gavar. You know what's going to happen if there's going to be Kol Dolam Gavar? Maybe Reuven will win. And how could I allow that to happen? Maybe Shimon also has a Shai Kasi. He's also holding it. And far one, but maybe I can't. Tosfos in Baba Metzia is going with the Mahalach that it's a Chalukah Vadois. And that it's so crystal clear that it's Yachloik. Because it's Mamash, the blue is the green is his. If you would ask, like, why not do Kol Dolam Gavar? Why not Kol Dolam Gavar? I mean, Reuven has Hamoitz Mechavreel. Kamak the Oil was asking, why are you swearing? Tosfos and Abbas and the Rosh say a little different. A lot different, actually. They just say that the fact that they're both holding it doesn't allow you to do Kol Dolam Gavar. Now, since you can't do Kol Dolam Gavar, you know what kind of Chalukah you're doing? Chalukah of Pshara. Chalukah of Safek. Even though it might come to bite you, and even though it's not a Jorah de Mamoina, we fight to do a Chalukah Misafek. We have to figure out one last thing, which is the start of the big topic. There's one more case of Mona Shlishi. The case of Mona Shlishi, for those that were asking, is a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin. Okay, we did the Mishnah on Daf Beis, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf. We have Arva, which is in Baba Basra Lamed Dalet. We have Shnei Shtaris. We threw a lot of things at you. I can handle it. But we're now speaking of one more Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Zayin. Two people gave a pekavin to a shomer. One gave 200, one gave 100. So how much is the shomer holding? 300. 200 belongs to one of them, 100 belongs to the other one. It's not 150, 150. No, it's not. But when they come to demand it, each one is demanding the 200. Each one says, I'm the 200 nit. Now, if the shomer would say, no one gave me 200, each of you only gave 100, then Avad, he'd give them 100 and go home and send them home. But he admits that he received 300. And he admits, he doesn't remember who should he give the 200 to. What should be the din? What would your options be? Samazai, be a poisek here. What would your options be? Well, each one gets 100. Why not? But on the third 100, that's the mona shlishi, you got it? Yeah, on the third 100, it's either yachloiku or kol dolam gavar. Well, the Gemara has a new one, yehei munach. Now, the Gemara asks on that gimel, the Mishnah's on that lamed zayin. The Gemara on that gimel asks, why yehei munach? Why not yachloiku? And the Gemara says, the chalukah is not yachloiku sense. But the problem is, and this is the crunch now for the topic, what yachloiku? According to Tosfos by us, the yachloiku by Talis, what kind of yachloiku is it? Vadoyis, we see he is half and is half. You don't have that by Mona Shlishi. What kind of frog was it that there should be yachloiku by Mona Shlishi? That's a nightmare, and that's what we have to work on.
Apparently, you brought an option in heaven.
I know, it's excellent. We're going to talk, yeah, but it's like the mega money. It's not a throw the money. You have to go.
On that, I know we're going to get clarity. It's airbag.
Definitely a good
shot. You get 50%.
Yeah.
Meaning, you have stars left. They don't want to sit
100%,
for the rest of their
money.
That's
right.
They want whatever they can.
Yes. We're going to say that.
If Israel thinks he'll prove his point tomorrow, then they're never going
to
give in.
Are you going back to the dorm room?
Possibly, yeah. And afterwards.
So you can put it in the Rabbi's room?
Yeah.